Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's program, medical marijuana dispensaries. We'll speak with a Republican lawmaker who wants local communities to be able to decide whether or not dispensaries should be allowed. And demographer Kurt Metzger has crunched some numbers, and he finds Michigan's in the middle of an anti-baby boom. We'll find out what this all means for us as a state. But first, the mayor of Flint says it's time to say goodbye to Flint's emergency manager and make Flint the first city in Michigan to have a transition team appointed under the new emergency manager law, a team to guide Flint back to being run by its mayor and city council. That was one of the key messages as Flint Mayor Dane Walling delivered his State of the City message last night, his fourth such address. Mayor Dane Walling joins us now from Flint. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia. Happy to be on.
Well, Flint, as we all know, has been in receivership since December 2011. Tell us, why do you feel now is the time to say goodbye to your emergency financial manager, Ed Kurtz?
Well, I believe it's time for a transition and for the city to take advantage of the new provisions that are in the new emergency manager law that's coming into effect later in March, because I want to see a smooth transition going forward. And there are a long list of long-term solutions that now need to be considered. Many of the short-term steps have been taken, and as decisions are being made that are going to affect the city for 10, 20, 30 years, in order for those to have credibility, they have to be made in a democratic fashion. So I think we can have the best of both worlds here. Continued accountability with a board in place while myself and city council, you know, get back to working on the day-to-day issues and leading the decisions on the city's long-term future.
What's your understanding as to just how would this transition board work with you as mayor and with the council?
Being the potentially first in the state, a lot of those questions would get answered, and the law provides some guidance, but there's a lot more than a page or two of law that would need to go into this. And the first thing is that a law requires for there to be a two-year budget put in place by the emergency manager before a board could be seated. So in Flint's case, there would need to be at least a few months of work that would go into getting ready for that transition to take place. And a number of tough decisions would continue to have to be made by the emergency manager with the state's approval. And then that transition advisory board would be in place. It would direct essentially the finance operations of the city, oversee those, look at monthly budget to actuals, cash flow statements, propose budget amendments that need to be taken up by the city council and myself. So that way we continue on a financially responsible path, but there wouldn't have to be a manager in place dealing with day-to-day operations and providing the guidance on strategy and long-term decisions.
You know, I don't need to tell you, Mayor Dane Walling, that Flint is still facing, you know, annual double-digit declines in tax revenue.
Yeah, that's right.
Millions of dollars in debt. EFM Ed Kurtz says, well, even though the city's budget is balanced for this year, next year's going to be even more difficult. So I'm just wondering, what would it take to keep history from repeating itself in Flint and falling back into the kind of trouble that got Flint an emergency manager in the first place? What's different?
That's exactly what the transition board is supposed to be put in place for, because when emergency financial manager Ed Kurtz was in place back in 2003, there was a hard cut, and it went from appointed emergency manager back to local control. There was no transition plan, and spending immediately started to escalate. That was a big reason why I ran for mayor in 2007 and 2009. So I want to be part of a solution. I want to be part of a process that's going to put a long-term structure in place for the city's financial solvency. And as I see it, as long as myself and city council are willing to affirm the two-year budget, the five-year deficit elimination plan, and work with a board to maintain the integrity of those efforts, then it's a good time to make the transition and have more community input and control.
So in essence, having this transition board is almost kind of like, if I may say so, almost like having training wheels as you're learning to ride that two-wheel bike.
And, you know, that's what I've said all along, that we want to welcome as much help on this as possible. And we've had Dr. Scorsone involved doing a long-term analysis before the state review board had come into place. I mean, we need to dig in and understand these challenges, but also recognize that there does need to be a democratic process. And in order for these solutions to really stick, we have to bring the community into the process. That's why I think this transition advisory board is an important interim step.
We're speaking with Flint's Mayor Dane Walling, who delivered his State of the City address last night and essentially calling on Governor Snyder to appoint a transition team under the new emergency manager law, a team that would guide Flint back to being run by its mayor and city council and say goodbye to the emergency financial manager. In your speech last night, you spelled out your top three priorities. The one we've been talking about, moving away from an EM's control, is one. Talk to us about your other two priorities.
Yeah, well, let's do them in order, because I specifically said our first is a long-term financial plan, and that's going to take the involvement of the emergency financial manager and the state. So once that gets in place, then I believe we'll become eligible for the transition advisory board. So that's the second step. And then the third is, by the end of the year, we need to have our long-term comprehensive master plan adopted that will guide our land use and our public investments around infrastructure and other programs for the next 20 to 30 years. And if we do those three things this year in 2013, then the city of Flint will actually be in a lot better position than it has for decades. We'll have a long-term plan, we'll have a board in place to assist with accountability, and we'll have a long-term vision for where we need to be putting our dollars so that we can be a more sustainable community in the future.
What has the process of being the mayor of Flint and having the city under the control of emergency manager, what has that meant to you personally?
Well, it has been a very challenging environment, and I believed I knew a lot about local government and government in general going into this job, but it has been an education to be in the middle of state laws and local laws and all the different levels of the courts. Not to draw the wrong comparison here, but, and we've all watched the president try to deal with federal debt negotiations and all the different factions and interests that are a part of those discussions. Being in this role during a time of an appointed manager is a lot the same. It's actually made the governing process more complicated because now you have a local community and ordinances and a charter, and you have a state law, and you have all the different levels of courts that are weighing in on different decisions on a regular basis. Mm. So as a mayor, as a city council person, you're in the middle of all of that and just trying to, you know, work for the betterment of the community.
Has having had an EM or an EFM, has that been good for Flint?
There have been a number of things that have gotten done that did need to get done. I am very kind of firm in my feeling on that point. Take the sanitation fee, for instance. That was something that I had discussed with city council members probably 2 years ago, and it didn't get a reception to the point where I didn't even want to bring it up as a resolution, knowing that the support wasn't there. But the fact is our three mills weren't collecting enough revenue for the service. So that was one thing that the emergency manager did put in place, and it's some extra money for a lot of Flint residents, but now that fund can run without a deficit year after year, and that fee can be adjusted as necessary. And there are a lot of questions that come up in all this about the equity and who's paying the bill. And there are some things like the sanitation fee that I believe are fair, that each household needs to pay, you know, for its trash collection service. But I can tell you that there are things that I don't think are fair, too. And when you look at what the state has done with state shared revenues from sales taxes, they're now back at a 2003 revenue collection level, but they're, you know, providing local communities $800 million less than they did at that point in time. I think that's what Mayor Bing was getting to when he talked about the cuts in state shared revenue and the size of Detroit's annual deficit. And those are issues that end up getting decided in Lansing as opposed to here in Flint. So there has to be a reform of local government revenues, and I think you're seeing that from communities large and small, urban and rural. This property tax dependence doesn't work in a post-recession era.
Mayor, what do you hope that the year ahead will bring to Flint, and what are you hoping that you'll be able to tell the people of Flint in your State of the City speech in 2014?
Yeah, we need to have our deficit reduced. That $19 million is a huge burden to cost taxpayers, and we need for that to begin going down. That's one major effort. The other one is that we have to have this long-term master plan in place. We need to lay out where we're putting our public investments for the next 10 and 20 years and how those coordinate with the school district and the mass transportation, our public transit authority. All of that has to be coordinated. And then we need to show some progress with our crime-fighting efforts and with our economic development efforts. We need more people going to work. We need less people being victims of crime. And I believe we can make some progress on those. I'm actually optimistic about what 2013 can be for the city of Flint.
Flint Mayor Dane Walling, thanks for talking with us, as always, on Stateside.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.